Welcome, family. This is our first foray as an actual play in the Old Gods of Appalachia RPG. Hasn't been released yet, but there is a primer with some rules and a couple of monsters on their Kickstarter page. Be sure to give it a once-over. I sort of pieced the rules together with some lore from the excellent first season of the podcast, making an adventure for us all to enjoy. Now, I took some liberties with the monsters and the locale to fit my adventure. I hope you enjoy how it all turned out. And by the way, this is a horror game with mature themes. Viewer discretion is advised. You've heard tell of a wolf or bear. Schoolmarm couldn't rightly tell which. Sighted too close to the schoolyard. Once a creature like that catches scent of a possible food source, well, it's just hard saying when nature's harsh ways will send them wanting an easy meal. It's parents and friends of parents. That's the reason y'all are stuck out here in the brambles and hollers of Appalachia when the sun is setting sooner than you'd expected.
Guys, we should watch out for campfires as well. We're at it. If we're hunting a wolf, we may as well see if there's any ruffians out in the woods that we can take back to town. I have a quota to make.
Ruffians? There's not going to be any ruffians out here.
Why not? They usually hide in the woods.
You ain't got ruffians here. Spares and stuff.
Guess we'll see about that.
Well, whatever it is, I can bless it with my shotgun if it needs to be done.
Well, I was looking at this wolf, right? Was it just one wolf? That's a little weird. Usually they hunt in packs. We should probably see if we can find some tracks or maybe some tufts of fur or a cave of some kind. I do know there's a cave nearby. They call it the Devil's Bluff. We could go check it out. Maybe the wolf or wolves are in there.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. I'm down. Let's go.
Sounds like a good place to start.
All right. And as we walk towards the cave, I will look at the ground and see if I can find any tracks or any tufts of fur or anything of the sort.
So I don't think you guys want to be out in the wilderness after dark.
Oh, I thought we were hunting. Why not?
Because it's Appalachia.
So?
Okay, you don't know Appalachia. Okay. So, you must have lost track of time somewhere along the way. Not sure how or when. Finally pushing on through the greens and browns of a land that won't be tamed. You step foot out from the too tall grass and out onto a road. You recognize that bridge not but a stone's toss away, the Trucklebuck Crossing. Now you know your way home.
Oh, so we were looking for the wolf, but we haven't found it, and now we're on our way home.
Yeah.
Gotcha, sorry, all right.
Because it was getting dark, of course.
Yeah, we best be getting
dark. Okay.
Yeah, recognize this bridge. We're not far now.
Yeah, I could use something to eat, because we've looked all day for that wolf, but it's not there.
Oh, let's just get home quickly and get all the food you want. I could eat too. I'm starving.
So we cross the bridge, right?
Yeah.
Well, just as you're getting oriented, that's when you hear a woman's screams coming from under that bridge.
From quick under to pull my gun.
Yes.
Is it a bridge which has like water underneath it, or another road?
Just land.
Okay.
Like a lot of it here, it's just a lot of overgrown land.
Got it.
All right. I quickly draw my gun, and guys, let's go. We need to investigate. Someone's in trouble. And he starts running towards under the bridge.
So it looks like the bridge must have given way. Folks never did think much of the old bridge's craftsmanship or the men who built it. This far out, no one ever made the effort to set things right either. It looks like a carriage has paid the final price for its neglect. The mass of wood and steel of the carriage has become intertwined with the wreckage of the bridge, made of the same materials, so that it's hard to tell when one starts and the other ends. The gruesome remains of a horse and driver lie broken and twisted in the grass below. From under that bridge you hear the screams of a woman, no doubt a passenger of this ill-fated carriage ride.
Ma'am? Ma'am, stay where you are. We're coming for you. We'll get you out of there. Just don't move. You don't want to get injured.
Help! And you hear growling and barking.
Do we?
But it's not like any growl or bark you've heard before. This is something massive, something.
Something bigger.
Too big to be a wolf, but it doesn't sound like that either. It sounds like something you never heard before.
I don't really like the sound of that.
What is that sound? This must be like an overgrown wolf or something. We should get there now. And,
all right.
Caleb Rick Murphy runs up. Hopefully followed by his companions, because he doesn't want to die alone.
I'm following second, and I'll get out my flashlight to see, because it's dark and it's under a bridge, right?
So, yes. The sun hasn't set yet, but it's getting there.
Oh, it's okay.
Maybe no flashlight.
Maybe then. No flashlight just then. Yeah.
For the listeners there, yes, there were flashlights in 1917. We checked.
Maybe for our listeners, we can each say the description of our character, by the way.
That's a good idea. You want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'm playing Robert Miller. My name is Ariel. I'm playing Robert Miller. He's a skeptical occultist who murders.
He just murders in general? I thought, like...
Yeah, he has a code. He murders people who claim to be supernatural specialists, but actually aren't.
And on that note, I'm Sweet. I'm playing Indigo, Indy. She's a folk singer who's super jovial and optimistic and thinks everything's going to work out. And there's nothing scary except what's in the dark woods, and we don't go there. And she has no idea that her friend is a murderer.
I play Caleb Brick Murphy. His nickname is Brick because he is a very tough soldier. Well, used to be a soldier. However, he was not too happy in the army anymore. He didn't know what he was fighting for, and he wanted to do good. So he, at least he thought it would be good to become a deputy and catch some criminals and keep the town safe.
Well, my name is Guido, and I play a character whose name is Gordon Wilton, and he is a mechanical train mechanic who learns quickly. And when I was younger, I was addicted to narcotics, but now I'm a recovering addict.
That took a turn.
Yep.
Yeah, we started such a perky serial killer character and ended up with a drug daddy.
Yeah, and he's got a and there's also character.
Right? Yep. So does the deputy. He has no idea that one of them is a killer. No clue.
Well, shall we rescue this woman? Yeah.
As you come down into the greens... Down here, you can just barely make out movement. A shape in the shadows of that broken, hulking skeleton that was once a bridge. When it finally comes into view, that's when your brain starts struggling to make out the creature in front of you. A bear? No. Smaller than that. Has too long of a tail. A wolf? No. That's larger than that. Its body's too massive, but it has a woman by her bustle.
Did you say by her bustle?
Mm-hmm.
I may need to ask for everyone who doesn't really speak English, what's a bustle?
Yeah, my question exactly. Sorry.
Mine too.
So the dresses of that time were often long, and sometimes if they were more expensive ones, they would have a bustle, which was essentially a hoop that would make their dress wider.
Oh,
yeah, it's like, I get
okay,
it.
Okay, so they have room to walk, actually.
Right. It's like a hula hoop, kind of, but inside of the dress.
Exactly.
Okay, yep, got it.
Gotcha.
It was kind of like, if I remember a bustle correctly, it's more toward their rear end than it is the entirety around circumference.
Oh.
That sounds right. Yep. I've always found it to look very... Anyway.
It was fashion at that time, right?
Oh, shit. Right, guys. What is that thing? And I quickly aim my gun at the creature, trying to make out what it is. Have you guys ever seen it? What is this? Is this a wolf? Is this a bear? Is this what a llama is? I read about llamas. Is this a llama?
I think llamas are a bit smaller than this fella. And I'm also like grabbing my shotgun.
Well, maybe it's friendly.
Well, that's maybe we should move back and let him let whatever this is deal with the woman. It will let us know if it's friendly. Anyway, I'm not sure we have time now to help her.
We can't take that risk. We have to save her. Are you kidding me? I can't just ignore my duties. And I start shouting, "Hey, creature! Over here!" Gun still aimed.
Kind of shaky. That's when it turns toward you. It is a massive, hairless, blue-skinned creature with a broad, boar-like body. It has too many limbs covered in multi-hued eyes that end in thick, black, retractable claws. The eyes are brown with bloodshot whites, green with scarlet blobs floating around the iris. Milky white and sightless orbs seem to pant like open mouths, and a pair, scarlet, that smolder and throb in a sick blood-clot brown.
Oh my god, what is that thing?
I'm telling you guys, it's a llama. We should kill it. Wait, llamas are harmless. This doesn't look harmless. It can't be a llama.
That's not a llama.
All right, so we're going to take initiative. So, essentially what you're going to do is roll your d20, and you're trying to beat a DC 12. If you beat that, you get to go first. If you don't, you'll go after it.
Gotcha.
Do we add anything to the 20, like our speed or anything?
Only if you want to make it spend any effort.
Oh, well, no.
I have 17.
Nice. I rolled a 9.
I rolled a 5.
Yeah, 5 as well.
I guess Guido, gun hand is a little too shaky.
You will go before this creature. It will go after.
Oh. Okay, so it's my turn now, right?
It is.
Okay. I will
put it in a straitjacket.
I will move to the side of the creature, because we were standing as a group in front of it. So I'm gonna stand aside and take a shot with my shotgun.
All right. So everything, once I give you the creature's DC. Is that DC? So it is a DC 12 to hit it.
Okay.
You got this.
I rolled a 2.
So you don't got this.
Okay. So you miss the creature, but the loud noise seems to give it a fright for a moment. Only for a moment. And then it comes rushing toward you to pounce.
Oh.
So, I do not make any rolls. This is a player-facing game. Only the players make rolls. So you will need to, Guido, beat a DC 12 with your might defense as it attacks you.
Might defense. Is that the same as might edge?
Or? So all you're trying to do is roll a 12 or higher unless you want to spend any effort.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay, so no effort, just rolling. 13.
You're right. The creature races up and it tries to attack you with those thick black claws, but it paws at you, and luckily you jump out of the way. Now, as for the rest of you, you get to decide what order you want to go in, because you're all after the creature.
Yeah, my guy has no time for that. He takes a shot with his Colt 1911 that he bought a few years ago after a long time of saving up. And he's bummed that he froze before. And he rolls a 6 plus 1 is a 7, so he misses as well.
So the shot goes off. The creature winces a bit. It kind of turns and paces, realizes these loud noises aren't causing it any harm.
Yeah, let's try and remedy that. I want to attack it with my knife, so I'll have to approach it. That sounds ballsy. Such an idiotic move.
Very ballsy. I like it. I respect it.
All right, you move up to the creature. You can still do something if you'd like.
Yeah, I'll try and jab it with my hunting knife. Oh, 19. Ooh. And that means that I get a minor effect as well.
Yes, and like a little extra damage too, I believe, right? Yeah. Or you can choose between the two.
I can't recall.
I think it was a choice, yeah.
Okay, so with a 19, minor effect. If the roll was an attack, it either deals 3 additional points of damage or gives you a minor effect, your choice.
I'll take the extra damage, please. I just cut it on its tendon, I guess, or whatever it is called, sorry. With my knife.
All right, and five, your damage is
5 total.
5.
Because it's a light weapon.
So light weapon is 2 plus the 3 from the awesome roll.
So you stab into this thing, and you can see blood start pouring from the eyes that you couldn't help but hit because there's so many of them. As you dig your knife into its haunch.
Okay, and I would like to die now.
Sweet's turn.
All right, so I've got this ability. Here, I'll post it to you. As a speaker called Enthrall, and it says I can get something's attention even if it doesn't understand me. So could Indy try to, like, because she's in the back, she's the last one to go, maybe sing something that her grandma used to sing, thinking that it'll somehow distract the thing?
You can. You'll spend 1 point of intellect from your pool, and then you will begin to sing your song.
Okay, and so that just means that I'm down to a pool of 14 until... When do those refresh?
When you rest.
Okay.
Yes. You have 4 rests a day, I believe. Your first rest you can do instantly. Your second rest takes 10 minutes. Your third rest takes 1 hour. And your final takes 8 or 10, I believe.
So
you
can
die every time.
That's correct, but I'm going to amend that instant to 1 round.
Okay.
1 action.
Okay, so I can just spend this intellect point and just do this? I don't need to roll?
You need to roll.
Okay. So my DC is 12, I think was our...
Your DC is 12.
Oh, God. All right. That's a 6, so no. That'll be a no for me.
All right. You start singing, but the creature doesn't pay, and no, never mind.
All right.
nailing so, this, by the way.
Oh, we're definitely dying. I mean, we're dying here.
We'll come back to... I'm sorry, I don't have your character names and I can't remember them.
Gordon Wilton. That's my name.
So, Gordon, we're back to you.
Yes. It's like almost dark, right? It's not like real dark.
It's like
shimmering, or
so it's like late afternoon, and you know that the sun's going to be going down soon. That's where you're at, so you still have plenty of light.
Oh, plenty of light. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna try to shoot him again.
All right.
11. That's a miss.
Still nailing this.
Okay, so and now this thing attacks the person who just stuck a knife inside of it.
Yeah.
So it reaches out to claw at you. And as it goes to, it hears something in the distance, stops, and howls. And there's a response. More of these things, exact same howl, then they all howl together. And when that happens, then I'm going to need you all to make an intellect defense. So go ahead and roll your defense against a DC 12.
Oh boy.
17.
19.
7.
3.
Oof.
All right.
Guys, there's more of them.
When it does that, the sound being so mournful as it is, those who failed their rolls are going to take 6 points of intellect damage.
Ouch.
Whoa.
Now this hound, when it finishes its howl, its long black tongue shoots out of its mouth and it hits that bridge again. And when it strikes that bridge, it knocks a large piece of it down toward the woman.
Oh.
Luckily, she seemed to evade it in time. But it buries where she was. Just a little bit. Larger portion of it fell down toward the crossing. When it does that, it runs off. When it runs through the thick green grass of it all, it's almost like it just merged with it. And it's gone.
So Caleb tries to line a shot as it runs away. It's ready to shoot. All of a sudden, he just doesn't see it anymore.
As if the grass just swallowed it up.
What happened? Did you guys see that? What was that?
You think that tells you that we don't have time? We didn't have time for this scrap.
Oh, we're all alive, aren't we? Come on, let's get this. Woman, what's your name? I mean, ma'am, what's your name?
She says, I'm Annie Lou. Thank you so much for helping me.
All right, Annie Lou, you need to get up right now. We got to get out of here. Are you hurt?
I think I can go with you. I'd sure like to go back to Barlow. Is that where you're all headed?
Is it where we're all headed?
Yeah, that's where we're headed.
She says, then I'd like to accompany you if you don't mind.
No, not at all. By all means, we need to get out of here. We don't agree much, Robert, but we definitely agree here.
So is there anything in the carriage that you want to take, or do you have everything on you?
I think I have everything I need, thanks. I just want to get back.
Wasn't there a horse in front of the carriage? Or
yes, it lies with its driver, dead on the grass nearby. Oh.
So as we're starting to walk back to town, I figure at a reasonable pace. Where did those creatures come from? Or that creature, I mean.
How did it happen?
Well, we were crossing the bridge, and then suddenly we could feel it just sway. And when it did that, the horse, it reared up. It sensed it too, I suspect. And the next thing I know, we fell and just plummeted. And I woke up outside the carriage. I don't know how I was thrown clear, but I'm just glad I was. Now all I want to do is get home. Whatever that creature was, it showed up after, just came out of the grass.
Do our characters know, like, the bridge was pretty rickety, right? Like, wasn't maintained well, correct?
It was not maintained and it was not built well. So it was a recipe for disaster. Long time coming.
Yeah.
Do you know where it came from, the creature? Did you see from what direction?
Same direction it went, I reckon.
Well. Sorry, Caleb is a little bit in shock. What he just saw? Go. Wolf-like boar with many eyes on it, that's not normal.
Well,
you all saw it too, right?
I saw dim light. I saw something that might have been a creature, but most likely was just smoke and mirror.
Now, to be fair, you are the one who saw it from up close the most, so...
I wouldn't pay too much attention to it. I see hawks like that all the time.
Yeah, maybe there's just something in the air. You know, like those what do they say again? Those poppy spores or something.
Well, I think we're all just tired. We've been out here all day. Should just go back, get some rest.
Yeah.
Not agree more. That must be it. We're just tired. We're seeing things.
And there are at least five of these things. So we need to find them during daylight. I hate to be meeting wolves at middle of the night.
Especially giant ones that may or may not have made it with a boar.
I've never seen anything like that.
We should.
Are you sure what you saw was... what you think you saw? If it was so close enough to hit, probably you would have seen it. Since you've missed it, maybe you weren't close enough to make the details.
Andy Lou says, whatever it was attacking me, I didn't think it was no wolf.
Maybe it's just one of those creatures that we haven't, you know, learned about yet.
A new species.
You know, like a Bigfoot or something. Also, my accent's going to go all over the place. I have no idea what I'm doing. All over the place. No idea.
She's walking rather quickly ahead of you. She seems determined and resolute to get back to Barlow. The lower the sun sinks.
And Annie Lou? Stick with the group. Don't go too far ahead.
Oh, I don't mean to. I'm just, you know, she just kind of wipes her face, just kind of ready to be home.
I don't blame you, but better safe than sorry. We're stronger as a group.
Yeah, let's pick up the pace maybe a bit more so we can get there before sunset.
Do you mind waiting for just a few moments? I need to catch up my breath. My head is killing me, and
I don't mind.
I want to take a recovery action.
Sure. You get 1d6 plus 1.
Yeah, I need to points find a back. D6. That's obviously intelligence. Oh, 4.
Nice.
So I'm...
Not bad. At
only minus 2.
You want to do anything like that, sweet?
To try and recover?
Yeah.
I mean, I really only lost 1 point of intelligence in that.
Really? So how come
yeah.
was so
Did
low?
You fail your roll? Oh, yeah, you failed your roll, didn't you? When it, like, howled?
You should have lost 6 points at that point.
Oh, when yeah. it howled? Okay. Well, then, yeah, I guess I should do a recovery. And our first one's an action, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so I'll do that. It's nothing but a moment to catch your breath this time.
Gotcha.
Well, I'll stand here, my hand on my gun. My trusty Colt 1911. I sure love my trusty Colt 1911. 19. You guys ready to go?
I don't know. We're waiting for Indy to... Whoa. Did you roll?
You got to roll your dice.
Yeah, you roll D6 plus 1.
D6. Yeah.
2.
And you get that many points. Okay. Well, you get 2 and like points back.
It was a 2 plus 1 or 1 plus 1 is 2?
It was 1 plus 1 is 2.
Well, damn. All right.
Well, shit.
I love how that came out.
Now, you've all stopped to catch your breath, and you'll notice... Annie, who's about 6 yards away, she had been walking there for a moment as you all looked up, and you see her stop, like just clean stop, and look down. And then she looks back at all of you.
Like down at the ground or at herself?
She looks down at her feet and then looks over to all of you.
What's wrong, Annie?
What's wrong is I need a way back. And then you can see her image, her visage sort of morphs. And now you can see the rot of her. She has... been dead for probably a week by the look of her now, as it changes over her form.
Okay.
And then...
What the fuck?
She tries to take over one of you.
Not it. Did that work? Not it?
So...
So is she changing in like a zombie fight thingy or like a ghost thingy?
Like a ghost thingy.
Okay.
So, Indy, need you to make a defense check.
All right.
Okay. You want to explain before Sweet Walls how the investing, like spending effort works? Because I'm not sure about it. I'm sorry.
So if you want to spend effort, you can spend 3 points to give yourself a level of effort. A level of effort will ease your difficulty by 1 level.
Okay.
So it would take her difficulty that she's about to roll from 12 to 9. She loses those 3 points until she rests to get them back.
Mm-hmm. And that's 3 points of...
And yeah. In this case, it would be 3 points from your intellect pool. This is a mental defense.
That's actually not too bad for me to do. I'll do that.
Then you need to roll a 9 or higher on your die.
Famous last words, right?
Yeah.
You got this.
That That's
fuck.
That's a one.
Fuck.
So, the spirit of Annie disappears. You can't see her anymore.
Where did she go? What the fuck is happening? Did you guys see that? I'm not crazy. Am I going crazy?
So, Robert, is this more smoke and mirrors, or what is this?
I would like to check something. I pull out a kit with like a resonating fork and things like that, and I cast scan on where we saw the spirit. So I'll copy paste scan into the conversation. Scan an area equal to the size of 10 foot cube, including all object creatures in within. The area must be within short range. You can read it in the Discord chat. Does it reveal any information?
So what you learn that you're dealing with, is you look over to where she was, you don't sense anything. As you turn back to your friends, you can see Annie resting within, like a ghostly apparition, inside Indy. Indy's eyes have a strange glow to him when you look at him with this sight. And you realize that this creature is mighty powerful. So, outside of... So, in game terms, she is a level 4 creature known as a ghostly hitchhiker.
Okay. That sounds terrifying.
So, you know that she is a ghost, can only be harmed by magic.
First encounter. Wait a second. This is how we all die. Nice.
Indy stands up and starts walking toward Barlow.
Whoa, whoa. What are you doing? Guys, it looks like there's a spirit here. I can't really explain it, but I think Indy is possessed.
A spirit? What are you talking about? You were just saying there were... What?
I know what I was saying, and now I'm saying something very different.
I mean, it did look weird. All right, I'll humor you. What do we do? Do we shoot her?
No, only magic will hit it.
Yeah, maybe.
No, sorry, I can't say it. Sorry. No.
Rewind.
No, your pistol will do nothing to stop it. We need a full-on exorcism. And I suggest we do it before we get to the city. Once we get to town, she will have no reason to comply.
So, if we tie her up, can we take her?
I'm guessing I'm just like completely taken over by the GM at this point, right?
You are.
Okay.
You can see what's happening, though, unfortunately. You're along for the ride as she controls your body. You can converse with her, but that is all.
Okay, so
It will all happen internally, so you guys will not see the two of them conversing. She says, I only need your body long enough to get to Barlow. I won't require it anymore. And Indy is now gone from immediate distance to medium distance.
Okay, I'm running after her.
Oh, she's running? Shit. No. All right.
She's just walking. We were just standing still having a conversation what to do. But so I'm now running towards Indy. And I'm trying to make conversation. If that's possible.
Well, you could try.
So, Indy, well, what are you doing?
She says, this friend of yours, is there anything I can tell him that'll make him leave us alone?
I mean, they're good people. Are you going to go to the town and kill everybody?
Kill everybody? No. All I want is to rest in peace. I want to go back home. I miss home.
Well, is there anything they could do to help you? Out here without going into town?
I just got to get home. Maybe that's all I need right now.
Maybe you should tell him that. If you don't want to hurt nobody, just tell him. He's a good man. Gordon's a good man. Tell him you need help.
So Indy does not stop, but she does momentarily look back at you. And she says, all I want to do is get home. Just let me go.
Okay, so where's home? Can we escort you home? Just please, don't hurt Indy.
She says, it's Barlow, Kentucky. Just about a mile that way.
So real quick, is that where our characters are from as well? Or just the town they know?
You are all from Barlow, Kentucky. It's a it's a town that's a mining town.
Okay, well, as long as no one gets hurt, we can escort you to town, sure.
Caleb is still very skeptical about any of this. Like, what are you talking about, Indy? What do you mean? We're already heading home. What is wrong?
She just hollers back, I'll see you at home.
Caleb is just kind of stupefied. He doesn't compute. He just saw like a weird wolf beast, boar beast, and now a ghost, and now his friend is acting weird. So he just follows her.
So she's long distance now, and
well, I'm guessing that I'm a sider because I run towards her, right?
So yeah, Caleb, that's what Caleb's I meant to say, and too. is and Gordon is beside her as they're walking. Now that he has caught up with her, and Indy, you may now make another defensive check.
Okay.
If you want to ease it any, you want to spend any effort, it would come from your intellect pool.
Yeah, let's do it.
Now, if you do this, this will be to kick her out of your body.
Oh. Maybe not, we're friendly. Or am I rolling to kick her out of my body, period?
But, no.
What if she's lying to you?
I'm purely asking you.
Okay. No, I don't want necessarily kick her out, but I want governance over my body again if I can get it. 18.
Whoa.
18. You cannot have governance over your body unless you want to kick her out. But I will tell you this. You feel like during your last conversation, she wasn't telling you the truth.
Oh, damn it, Annie. I'll kick her out then.
Okay. So you kick her out. Now all of you will see the spirit forcibly depart as if torn from her body. And when it does that, Annie screams in rage now. In the distance, you can see wherever you found yourselves. You're not sure that this road that you've been walking has been leading the direction you thought. Now, in the distance, you can see a shack. It don't look like much of a shack. You can see all sorts of strange markings around it. Things hung from the trees, witch sign and all sorts of symbols. laying out in these darkened woods. But as you notice this, Annie's screams of torment force her into attacking. And she says, I will have this body one way or another. I must get home, even if I have to kill all but one of you tonight. Try again tomorrow. I want everyone to take initiative.
Come on, dice. Don't let me down.
Remember, you're trying to beat a 12. If you want to spend any effort, it will come from your speed pool.
6.
19.
18.
And a 5.
I love my new giant dice. It's awesome. Is it loud? Can you guys hear it?
Not at all.
Nope. Damn.
I feel the vibration in the chair if it helps.
That might be something else.
Indy, Brick, you decide who goes first.
Indy, go ahead.
I mean, I kind of feel like maybe she'd be staggering back, recovering, so I think it would make a lot of sense if you go first, unless you just don't want to.
All right. Oh, absolutely. He pulls out his gun and he tries to shoot the ghost. Like, what does he know? What else is he going to do? And rolls a 7 plus 1 is 8.
So you shoot at her, bullet passes right through her.
What the f...
Indy.
That's all. He's just, what the f...
I want to take another stab at enthralling her. So I know you said before that cost me 1 intelligence.
It did.
And then, alright, I'm going to roll for it. That's a 12, because I don't think I get to add anything to it.
So a 12 is what you needed.
Ooh,
so if she rears back with her hands as if she's going to just start clawing, she stops. And she just sort of listens to you, and her head angles over to the side.
Yeah, so you guys basically just see Indy. I mean, it says talking, but she could sing it, right?
Sure.
Just singing some kind of, like, vaguely familiar folk song you guys have probably heard. An older relative humming or singing.
Hey, my grandpa used to sing this.
Gordon.
Yes?
Gordon or whatever Ariel's character is can Robert. Do something. Robert.
Told you we should
get him, Robert.
Told you we should have left before. So I'll approach the spirit and ask, what's the deal with the creature? What was it chasing it for?
She doesn't respond. She seems to be studying Indy.
How long is all the encounter going on so far since she took over Indy?
It's been about 10 minutes.
Crap. I have an ability that allows me to erase the last 5 minutes of someone.
Sorry, raise what exactly?
Erase.
Oh, erase, gotcha.
Could get her very confused, maybe. I have nothing to do otherwise that I can think of at the moment, besides running away. Yeah, what the heck. Can I try erase memory? Erase the spirit memory? She's probably has some memories.
Okay. You can give it a try.
Okay, so I'm paying the pre-intellect cost points. And can I give an effort as well?
Yes.
So it would cost me 6 intellect.
All right.
Wow.
Wow.
Ballsy.
So you'll have a target number of 9.
And I succeeded with 11.
So, scanning her thoughts, seems one of them is most important. And you can see her falling off the bridge, just like she said, only you don't see her. You see it from her eyes. You see the cart tip, the horse and the rider go off, and then you see her ejected from it, and she lands hard. And where she falls, she lands exactly where you saw the creature tearing at her dress. And then everything goes dark. You remove that memory. Is she standing enthralled?
Guys, I think
so. Need to ask you something. Enthralled, the way that she is it disturbed if she is attacked?
It does say that if the creature is attacked, the effect ends.
Oh.
Otherwise, she will do no actions other than to defend herself.
So she will now... her head stops from cocked to one side, and she just slowly and eerily rotates toward Robert.
Did you say rotates?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm picturing it literally hula hooping right now.
Your mind is weird. But okay.
Yeah.
So she turns to look at Robert. And now the malice in her eyes is one of confusion. She looks down at her hands, at her dress. Gordon, anything you're going to do?
Ooh, what can I do? So I know that normal guns don't work. Probably. Knives and stuff also they don't work. So I'm gonna take my old trusty camera with a flash on it, and I'm gonna take a picture of her.
Ooh, fatal frame. I love it.
All right. You take a picture of her. That bright flash goes off, and she turns toward you, and then she screams in rage and lashes out to attack. So,
DC 12 to beat.
Nope. She can't have her turn yet. It is actually going to be either Indies or Bricks.
Indy, by all means. Go ahead.
I'm not really sure what to do. I guess I can slash at her with a knife. Nope, that's an 11.
No bonuses from anything?
I don't think so, unless I spend effort, I think.
But you need to say if you spend effort before your roll, I'm guessing, right?
Well, I mean...
Yes, you do. Yeah. You have to spend it before that.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, so... And what were you trying to do?
I was going to slash at her with the knife because I'm not sure what else to do, but I already know that mundane weapons don't work. Can I flee? Is there a flee mechanic?
There's no special action for it or anything, but you can run away.
Maybe we can run towards the shack. that's the only place that seems like somewhat habitable instead of just these woods.
Yeah, and
maybe they're checking the distance. Yeah.
Yeah, and she wanted to get there.
All right.
Yeah, can I head towards the shack and can I light my lantern on the way? Or is that...
You can, as the sun's setting.
Okay. Then that's what I would like to do for my turn.
All right.
All right.
It's twilight now, Brick, when it's your turn.
All right. Well, Brick's realized that he was literally the one that shot the bullet and it went right through her. So he doesn't know what to do. And then he sees that Indy is walking towards the cabin and lighting her lantern. And he does the same. He thinks it's a great idea.
I don't think she's walking.
She's running, right?
Right.
Yeah, no, he's lighting the cat lantern as he's running as well. Like, everyone, let's get to the shack. We can't hurt this thing. Run.
So, I am going to need now for Gordon to make a defense roll.
All right. Uh, 11. Oh, boy.
All right, so she strikes you. She inflicts 4 points of might damage to you.
Ouch.
You can feel this freezing cold and this terrible despair overwhelm you.
Well, that was
it seems like a little bit of your life was taken in that moment. And now, Gordon, it's your turn, you or Robert.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I also start running towards the shack.
Okay. And what are you doing, Robert?
I'm running as well. Especially when she looks so mad at me.
So when you take off running, she's right behind you. And you flee toward the yard. And you see one of those strange symbols hung up in a tree. And as you pass it, you realize she's not on your tail anymore. As you look behind, you see her stopped, as if an invisible wall is there. And she yells out after you, "Come back! All I want to do is get home!" Now, you were the first in, Indigo, to the shack. And you see that this rustic little cabin, could be called as such, that sits out here, has a lot of different symbols drawn around on it, in it.
Oh.
And inside, you can see that there's jars of all sorts of things in here, collected roots and herbs and other things that's strange and out of place, like red string and other things as such. But it looks like it has a simple enough area where someone has prepared and eaten meals and a place to sleep. That's about all. But on that table lies a journal.
Okay.
Is it the Book of the Dead? And also, does it have a cellar?
Am I the only one currently inside the cabin?
Well, you just made it first. The others are coming in now behind you.
Okay. Well, I'll try to take the journal.
All right. You pick it up. Just as Robert comes in the door. The door closes, and you can still hear her screaming.
Just to verify, we're all inside, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I thought, okay. Phew.
Well, that's horrible. Anything interesting?
Yeah, she hit me, and it feels really weird, and it hurts like hell.
Maybe we should just burn this place down.
Burn this place down? Well, she doesn't want to get in here, so maybe...
Yeah.
We're
finally
kinda
safe. If we burn it down, we might not be safe anymore.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
She's out there crying about wanting to go home. She wants to get here. Maybe something's warding
yeah,
and keeping her
can't.
Out, but that doesn't mean she doesn't want to get in here and use some of this stuff in here. She's kind of like motions to this collective.
Well, I'm afraid.
What is this stuff?
We just saw her stop, but I'm afraid that if we burn it down, like we might. Didn't think we'd be safe here, but for some reason she stopped. Okay, it was just standing there, like kind of in disbelief. His eyes are wide. His face, his expression, his facial expression is very neutral. Like just doesn't understand. I don't think we should burn it down. I think we should look inside of the journal. Maybe there's something in there. None of this makes sense. And he just starts pacing through the room.
Here, take a look then. And she'll just toss him the journal.
And he tries to catch it, not expecting it. And he fumbles it, like, baps it up 2 times and then finally holds it. Like, all right. And then he opens it up. Do I need to roll if I'm able to read? I know it's the 1920s, 1970s.
You'll be able to read.
All right, sweet. What do I find?
So you discovered that this is the home of young Sarah Avery. Thanks for listening to our first episode of the Old Gods of Appalachia RPG. I hope you enjoyed it. Look for more coming soon, and tune in as we playtest our first RPG for Lorekeeper Archives Game Jam 2023. We were required to create an entire RPG with unique mechanics in just 1 week. The theme of this year's Game Jam, Against All Odds.